And now to our second feature, which is read by Jane Evans and is written by Derek James, which tells of his discovery of the history of some cavalry barracks in Norwich.
These are stories about a time when Norwich was described as a military depot, a cavalry barracks that were never built, and a fellow by the name of Jock, last heard of, residing in Canada. Earlier this year, I asked if anyone remembered that wonderful statue of Jock the Highlander, which stood on guard outside Miller's Tobacconist in London Street, Norwich, for more than a century, and delighted generations of boys and girls. Well, thank you for all your calls, and including emails and letters from as far afield as Australia, Asia and America. You've never forgotten the grand statue. It was a true landmark. When Miller's closed, he moved round the corner to Bewley's in The Walk, but was then driven away from Norwich. He's worth a fair bit now, and after moving around, he's now in Montreal in Canada. Then our librarian Rosemary Dixon came across a wonderful illustrated document dated 1909 in a scrapbook telling the story of the Norwich barracks and their garrisons. And it shows Jock at his post outside Miller's where he stood for so long. The document explains that the Norwich Cavalry Barracks were built in 1791 and the Britannia Barracks for Infantry in 1886, on Norwich being made a military depot. The Soldiers and Sailors' Home in Queen Street, Tombland, was opened by the Commander-in-Chief, Lord Wolsey, on December the 19th, 1895. The document goes on, "It is interesting to record that every cavalry regiment of the line has been quartered in Norwich and that many troops belonging to other branches of the service have been billeted in the city." It continues, "The troops that took part in the ill-fated expedition to the Netherlands under the Prince Frederick Augustus, Duke of York, Commander-in-Chief of the British Army in 1793, on their return home disembarked at Great Yarmouth, and most of them were billeted in Norwich, the first halting place on their line of march from the coast to the quarters assigned to them in various parts of the kingdom." This old document goes on to list the regiments which were based in Norwich since 1790s, and those soldiers were often called upon to crack down on riots and the like in the city over so many years. And then there's a mention of the Right Honourable Arnold Foster, Secretary of State for War, laying the foundation stone for the new cavalry barracks in Norwich during 1905. And that's all that did happen. The foundation stone was laid and then nothing. Thousands of proud men and women, boys and girls, representing various groups and organisations, gathered for the ceremony to watch as the stone was laid on a site at the junction of Salhouse Road and Heartsease Lane. The ambitious plan was to build a state-of-the-art barracks on a 20-acre site. It would provide much-needed work and be a boost to the city and the county. And it would replace the old barracks, said to be too small and too dated. But after all the pomp and ceremony of laying the stone, nothing happened. Rather than getting on with it, the War Office dithered about, and by 1912 the estimated cost of the new barracks had risen from £10,000 to £15,000. The idea had been to give each soldier his own private cubicle. Now, the reason for this, it was reported at the time, was that the army was recruiting a better class of man, and there was a need to provide a comfort as near as possible to that of home standards. Well, eventually, the Army Council announced the plan for the new barracks was being scrapped. It was said it didn't fit in with the national organisational scheme. There were those who said at the time, "Norwich has been the sport of the War Office in this matter." And as for the foundation stone, well, what happened to that?